Attorney General Dave Yost says Operation Autumn Hope brought in federal, state, and local law enforcement to rescue survivors, recover missing kids, catch people seeking sex with minors, usually considered rape, and arresting men seeking to buy sex. Yost says the problem is still a serious one, with traffickers moving through Ohio and what he calls homegrown operations.
We've been doing these human trafficking stings for a while now, and yet we don't have any diminution in demand.
45 of the 109 survivors rescued were children. The operation did not include the recent indictment of former Portsmouth City Council member Michael Mirren, who's accused of 18 felony charges related to another human trafficking investigation. QAnon promoters, who strongly support President Trump, have also been holding rallies and posting on social media under the banner of Save the Children. Yost says QAnon is, quote, a conflation of miscellaneous facts and wild imaginations, and that it's unsupported and doesn't hold up under scrutiny. Yost says he's never been involved in an operation where QAnon interfered or played a role, but he also says it's a hindrance.
It's simply that the flow of information, the reporting of observations and facts, can be skewed from the general public.
Other experts on human trafficking have said the hijacking of the concerns about missing and exploited children by QAnon could derail the work they're doing. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.